great future. We're talking real money.
Rarely live from Florida and the great state of Washington, I am Don McDonald, and that is Tom Koch, and this is the podcast known as Talking Real Money. Why? Obviously, we talk about money, and we try to make it real. Unlike so many others who tell you things that just aren't necessarily good for you. In fact, they're often really, really bad for you. And we want to help you understand the world of money. And in a recent episode, we talked a little bit about the fee structures of mutual funds and where the money for the fees went. You know, some of it goes to management. Some of it goes to the people who sell the product. Some of it goes to administration. You know, there are commissions involved and trailing commissions and all this confusing rigmarole. But the bottom line, really, with fees, and this has been the case over and over and over again, study after study has shown that, generally speaking, the best indicator of a good mutual fund is the fee. The lower the fee, the better. However, there has been an attitude in the financial services industry for a very long time that you get what you pay for. In
which
other words,
we know is not true.
A higher fee is better for you, which is just absolutely wrong. However, you have the article there.
Did
you see me point at you?
This is really bad, man. Okay. Can you go back to the however?
Let me do that again. Okay. There's been this. Yep. Generally, everybody in the industry accepts the fact, I'm going to start this differently, that the lower the fee, the more likely you are to make money on the investment, that you don't want high fee funds. However,
it just recently, and this is new.
This is new.
July.
That's why they call it news.
It's shocking. 10 lawsuits have been filed against large 401k plan sponsors that offer certain BlackRock target date funds among their investment options. What?
Oh my gosh, you mean they're suing them because they're getting the returns of the market?
Yeah, there's, you know, part of this is, in fairness, that they said you could have owned a different target date fund with Vanguard, T. Rowe Price, but they also said you could have owned American funds. You should have had those in there. They're saying by the selection of the low-cost TDFs, which is target date funds, the 401k plan sponsors breached their fiduciary duties when these funds, and how this is true, I don't know, underperformed. How in the world does a target date fund underperform anything? Because it is. It's simply the market.
It's its market.
Bonds. There is no underperformance possible. And by the way, target date funds, I looked this up, now make up almost half of the money in 401k plans. They have, the move has been tremendous the last 10 years. And, you know, from the show that we, for people that don't want to spend any time on this, don't want to think about it, a target date fund is fine. I think in general, if you build your portfolio and you want to spend the time on it in a 401k plan, you can do better than that. And there's some other simple ways. You can add in small cap to a target date. There's other ways, but to say that they've underperformed, for the life of me, and all kidding aside, I can't figure out what that would mean.
Well, I'm trying to find LifePath. Let's do a LifePath. What should we do? Should we do a LifePath 2040?
2040. So you're still looking at another 15 years.
Fair. Yeah, LifePath 2040. Now, bear in mind that the BlackRock LifePath funds, they do have an environmental social screen.
So you could get into that argument, I guess.
Yeah, that may be part of it. I'm not sure, but the 2040 BlackRock, and this is why they're chasing short term. The BlackRock LifePath ESG Index 2040 has lost 22% this year.
So the 2040 is going to be 75% in stock, 70% in stock,
let me look, something like that, because you're still 15 years out. It is nice mix between U.S. It's more like 84-16.
So it's very equity heavy, a little bit in bonds. And again, And by the way, I think if you're investing into a fund like that and you're investing into it, it's a great time. I mean, keep throwing the money at it. It's down 20%, man. You want to buy more of that when it's down.
But how does that compare, though, with the Vanguard Target Retirement 2040 fund?
Yeah.
Which is similar, and it's down 21%.
Wait, didn't you just say one was down 20 and the other one's down 21?
One was down 22, the other one's down 21.
Oh, there's a 1% difference here?
And, that 1% difference is because Vanguard is more conservative. They're 75-25.
Which is no surprise.
So again, where is it that they think they're going to do better?
And I imagine, this is my supposition, I think I'm probably correct, that lawsuits like this get filed because active mutual fund managers are seeing all the money go to TDFs, et cetera, and are saying, wait, we gotta do something here. We gotta stop this flow of money moving from expensive, actively managed funds, which are still readily available in 401k plans, to the passive or TDF style funds, which are not making us as much money, correct?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel so cynical when I keep saying this, but I think you're right. I think that's what it boils down to. But the other thing is greed. This is all about short-sightedness and greed. It's a combination. A lot of people look at, and they can see, you can find a few actively managed funds. We've talked about a few of them on the show over the months and years in the past. You find them every once in a while that just outperform like crazy. There was one recently that bet 50% of its money on one single oil stock.
And shockingly enough, it did really well when that oil stock did really well.
Yeah, the fund. So should you have purchased that fund? Did you know? How could you have known? And then what's going to happen when that stock doesn't do well, Kathy Wood?
Shocker there.
Why do we insist on playing this game?
And it's a silly game. And again, for most of you listening who, again, want simplicity, want low cost, want it on autopilot, a target date fund is perfectly fine.
And the BlackRocks are fine. And they're fine. And the Vanguards are fine. And the Fidelities are fine. Sure, they're all going to be slightly different in their tilt between stocks and bonds. But they're still reflecting whatever their tilt is as an asset, as an index, I should say. So you're getting what that market does minus a tiny. Yep. And I mean, in the Vanguard 2040, the annual fee is
how much?
0.08%.
We would say 8 basis points.
Oh, no, don't say basis points. You're not allowed to say basis points.
Less than 0.1% a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty inexpensive. And so, again, this is silliness. And if you're in these funds, do not panic. If you're in these funds, don't think, oh my goodness, I need to go buy an American fund because they know the future. And I will argue, I have no idea how you can say they've underperformed unless it's like you said, they found a fund that outperformed the target. You can find funds every day that outperform index funds. They should outperform index funds. Most of them don't, but they should.
Yeah, they should.
Yep.
And the fact is, when you find one, when you find a fund,
give us a call.
When you find one that is outperformed, it's always after the fact.
Yeah, exactly. Kathy Wood, you mentioned.
And outperformance is almost always, and boy, we show you studies. You ask us, we'll show you the studies. It has been found in numerous studies that the vast majority of those mutual funds that outperform the market over any given time only did so because they got lucky. It was more likely luck than skill, to the tune of about 80-20.
We can't find stock pickers who can do better than the market, and especially stock pickers are trained by certain local high schools where they get them started young and get in there and learn.
You should save that for Saturday.
Yeah,
you should save that story for Saturday for next Monday's podcast. Yeah, because you know you want that to be listened to a lot in the Puget Sound region.
No,
you know you do.
I know.
Because you already called them on it.
And I guess I'm going to make the phone call again. I'm going to do it again.
If you want to make a phone call to us to get your questions answered around money, we take those calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we also take your questions at Talking Real Money. You can speak them or you can write them. And we actually like hearing from you any of those ways.
We do. And this one is written from Jim in Grand Rapids, Michigan, home of Gerald R. Ford, former president. I've been to the Presidential Museum and Library in Grand Rapids.
Really? Is it home of?
Yes, it's home of.
Well, he's there, but not in the.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That's where he's from. I mean, he ain't all around no more.
He's buried there, right?
That's a good question. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Because that's mostly what they're doing these
days.
Most people. Anyway.
Very few people know what happened to Gerald Ford.
And they have, believe it or not, they have the airline stairs that he tripped and fell. They have those there at the museum.
In the museum?
He had a sense of humor. He has a sense of humor about himself. Check out Saturday Night
Live
from...
I'm starting to believe you
now.
They do.
They really have them there. I was there. They are there.
I'm shocked.
And if you don't know what we're talking about...
I went to the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Library?
He was still alive when I went there. I've been to a lot of presidential libraries. I enjoy them. All right.
I was a history geek.
Jim writes, you guys talk about the differences between using individual bonds and bond funds. My broker says it makes more sense to buy individual municipal bonds rather than buying a municipal bond fund. Who is right?
It depends. Like most answers, it depends. If you have a portfolio in the many millions of dollars, then you will have the buying clout to get narrow spreads between the bid and the ask price of municipal bonds in the secondary market. In other words, when people are selling bonds, the broker gives them a slightly lower price, and then when they sell them to somebody else, they mark that price up. It's a markup. And you can get a smaller markup if you're dealing in large blocks of bonds, millions of dollars worth of individual bonds. But the fewer you buy, the bigger the spread. And the problem is it's a fee you can't really calculate.
You can't see it.
Because it's hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So in that case, and plus you're not going to get good diversification.
Nah, I was just getting to that because a bond fund, and by the way, if you own one of Vanguard's municipal bond funds, they do a pretty good job of getting fair prices. They do a pretty good job between the bid and the ask when they go to buy a bond issue. Because they got a lot of buying power. So again, Don's right. There may be some reason if you have a humongous portfolio and you could ladder things. There's things you could do that may be more sophisticated. But in a general sense, I would advocate bond funds, especially municipal bond fund, versus buying individual munis.
And it's really interesting to look at a fund like an ETF like the Vanguard Tax Exempt Bond ETF, VTEB, because it has an expense ratio of, get this, 0.05%, 0.05%. It's got a current yield. This is tax free.
Yep. How much?
3.5%.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, it's probably gotten beaten up this year, though. I bet it's down
12, 13%. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let me just see what it's
I'll say 12
is.
Or 13%. 12%.
Yeah, you nailed it. 12%. Yeah. It's down 12%. But it's currently, for those of you who are looking to get into a municipal bond fund, you're in a high tax bracket, then holy moly, the yield is terrific. And here's the big kicker. Well, a couple of kickers. One, the average credit rating of the Vanguard Municipal Bond ETF is AA-.
Pretty good bond.
Not pretty good. Awesome.
Yeah. You should get your money back with the interest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's and nice. They hold 6,300 individual
and
municipal bonds.
That through 6,300 bonds versus owning, I don't know,
20. Maybe 10.
But think of the losses you could face if one of those bond issues that your broker bought you went, that's humongous. And think of that same loss in the Vanguard fund. Who is going to care? You're not going to give one whit. And I believe I'm correct when I say this. I still think Vanguard's never had I think I read it once, never had a municipal bond default in their portfolio.
That sounds right.
I've been
looking at the quality. I mean, the average quality for the industry, for if you bought every bond, municipal bond out there, is an A, which is still a pretty good rating.
Sure.
But theirs is double A minus, which is right below the very best. As a matter of fact, that's about the same credit rating as that of the U.S. government.
Yeah, which still to this day is paid everybody back with interest, I believe. Yeah.
So it's the gold.
U.S. government always pays its debts, right? Anyway.
So far.
Yeah.
I'd probably be dead before they stop, but here's hoping.
I'd like to be gone by then.
And if you, by the way, if you need more help than we can provide through our question and answer periods that we have here on the show, please remember that we have, and I talked to a friend over the weekend who said, I'll pay you to look over my portfolio. And I said, no, we do it for free. He goes, no, I don't want any special favors. I said, it's not special. We do it for everybody.
And we talked to people on a regular, just talked to another guy yesterday and I looked over a situation, this change, that change. He said, are you going to sell me anything? I said, no, you're just going to go make these little changes in your portfolio, get on with your life. We're not a perfect fit for everybody. A lot of people don't need us.
Right. So, and if you don't need us, we're not going to tell you need us.
Right.
And even if you do need us, we're not going to push you. If you just go, I'm still going to do this on my own.
See you later.
As I know I'm doing it wrong, but I like doing it wrong.
Well, now that sounds more like me all the time.
Yeah. If you want to set up an appointment with one of our advisors, you want to take the risk quiz. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a lot of upgrades to the website, talkingrealmoney.com, that'll come out in the next few months, probably by the end of the year, because it's a pretty big. I'm making a really big change.
Oh, what's that?
It's going to be gorgeous.
My picture is going to be bigger than yours.
The first thing we had to do is
bigger.
after we polled listeners, viewers, users of the website. They relegated Tom's picture to that of a golden doodle puppy. So when it says Tom,
I don't know how to say it nicely, but frankly, if you went on the open market and bought me or the golden doodle would bring more. So I don't know what to say. It's the way it goes.
So anyway, go to talkingrealmoney.com. All kinds of good things happen at talkingrealmoney.com. Happiness happens at maybe that's a new slogan. Ooh. Happiness happens at talkingrealmoney.com. Boom. We should go now.
Thank you.
Bye.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.